one of those things that are really worth people having a try of, even on a very small scale. And if you get a chance, if anyone gets a chance to actually have it where, especially chefs that really know how to use it in cooking, it's really exceptional in terms of the unique flavours and things that it actually adds to the cooking. Some of them are well known. Some of your native foods like lemon myrtle are really well known, and for that really lemon scent and lemon flavour. But others are not so well known, even your aniseed myrtle and river mint and some of those other things. So it's just a matter of having a try of some of these things, I guess. And I think there's a whole new market now, especially through the Australian native food industry, ANFL, which is starting to promote these in schools and the health benefits of native food.
What kinds of natives are you growing in your nursery?
We've got it's probably about 15 different species. We've got things like river mint, and there's a few mints, the river mint, the round leaf mint, and the cut leaf mint. And then we've got the others like lemon myrtle and east myrtle and mountain pepper. We've got some of the tuberous ones, the yam daisies and chocolate lily, vanilla lily, which is more of was used as indigenous foods but not necessarily commercialised today. And there are also things, the wattle seeds, ribaries for fruit, lily pilly, muntries, which are little native apples, the midgem berries, and we're trialling a few things like finger limes and those citrus, trying to work out what adapt to our climate around Colac, and we're trialling them this year. We're putting some in different soil types to see how they go, and Warrigal greens and sea parsley and things like that as well.
Is there a growing need for these things?
There seems to be an increasing awareness. It's been around, obviously, the native food have been around for many years, and probably 20, 30 years ago, they started to get organised with small groups, but in recent years it seems to have really increased a lot with the interest in cooking and their native food flavours, I think, and the more awareness of our natural heritage with the Aboriginal people and those sort of things. There's been this gradual increase, and now since the trials on some of the native foods, the food value, the health values that are in them, which seem to be above our European fruit foods on the trials they've done, have also created a lot of interest from the health aspects. All these things have sort of led to a gradually but steady increase in demand.
Who are you supplying? Is it mostly locals or restaurants?
Yeah, we haven't been supplying the restaurants. It's mainly the biggest market seems to be home gardeners just wanting to try them. But there's quite a few farmers wanting to put in small plots just to see how they go. And they're just, at the moment, just trialling them pretty much in their home garden just to see what will grow and what won't grow. But it's, the biggest market, things like lemon myrtle and the mountain pepper and that, it's the home gardeners wanting to, they hear about it and they want to grow them in their gardens just the same as they do their veggies.
So for people wanting to use these native ingredients, can they just go about picking them if they find them, or would you recommend buying them?
I think they would find a difficulty picking a lot of them. Some of them are fairly common, but you'll probably find, and some of the things like Warrigal greens and that are probably growing in certain areas fairly prolifically around the coast and that. But if they're in reserves or native forests and things like that, you wouldn't want people picking them out of those areas. They're a lot easier just to buy the plants and grow them in your garden, actually. And generally quite easy to grow.